We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The top-ranked show in the city.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
Sports Radio 610 presents... The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, the number one story is here. It is opening day, and we are live here at Tom's Watch Bar downtown. If you're looking for where it is, right next to House of Blues. Come on down, have a good time. If you are not able to head to the game, and I know many of you are heading to the game, you're heading to Minute Maid. If you're not able to head to Minute Maid, come on down and come watch the game here. I've heard several of our listeners right here, my man who claims he ain't working out, Clint. My man right here in the blue said he ain't worked out in months. That's a lie.
Good genetics, baby.
Man, my man out here, man.
They send mom and dad a thank you.
I told him, I said, you need to hit some yoga or something. He said he worked down the street. He came on down to hang out, and you could do so too. Come on down. Great food, great drinks, great location. Tyler, your wife and her coworkers are getting hammered right now. Not drunk. They're playing the basketball game, and they're just getting.
Well, Megan better be winning.
Well, she just walked by and said she won. I don't believe her. But
don't disappoint me out there.
I'm watching her friends, and they're missing every single shot they're taking right now. But it's a good time out here. She can play a little popping shot and have a good time as well. But
yeah, looks like Megan knew who she was picking on.
Yeah, she gonna go out there and win and just walk off is what she did. I bet. And these two, I mean, they can't hit a damn thing. I mean, my goodness, they look like Houston against Iowa State.
You got to extend that arm right there.
I'm telling you right there.
Gooseneck.
Yeah, there you go. All right, the Astros, they will be hosting the New York Yankees. And real quick, some news within that, Clint. Gerrit Cole, he has been placed on the 60-day injured list with that elbow issue. And we had heard in spring training they shut him down because of the elbow. And I think this is a big deal because – most people have been putting the Astros and the Yankees as the two favorites in the American League. And one of the advantages many people had for the Yankees, and I think it's true, they had the reigning Cy Young Award winner, Gerrit Cole. And you could really feel like you can count on Gerrit Cole when you look at the Astros. Their starting pitching had a little bit more question. This is huge. It's not just a little bit of time. This is not just Justin Verlander time we're talking. We're talking multiple months that they're going to be without their ace, and that means we'll see how long he has to warm up and get himself ready to go and get his arm being able to pitch in a regular season game. This is a big deal potentially in the American League for the fight for the top of the American League between the Yankees and the Astros.
I mean, with what's going on with the Astros, which we're all fully aware of from an injury perspective, I'm not going to celebrate any other players' injuries, but it is benefit Astros if the other American League teams that are in the conversation with favorites to win this thing if they got some their own struggles with some injuries. So look, I hope the guy's fine. I hope he comes back, and I hope we get a chance to knock him out of the playoffs once again. And I hope we do it with Gerrit Cole on the bump. But from a standpoint of the Astros, as the season starts, the long season, it'd be nice if the Astros weren't the only team that's a little bit shorthanded here to start things off.
Yeah. So that changes a lot for their staff. and moving forward. But in particular for this game, Clint, I think the big conversation always is starting pitching, and to kick things off, you want to get things off to a really good start. And as they get here about a few minutes away from first pitch, what are we going to be talking about at 5 o'clock fire? Because I think around 5 o'clock fire, the game might not be over, but I'd be surprised if we didn't know the day of Framber Valdez. What do you think we're going to be saying 5 o'clock fire with Framber Valdez in his first start of the season?
Our lineup's better than theirs.
Shut up.
I think this is going to be I think the Astros win this game. I think it's because our bats are better than theirs. There is nothing that we've seen from Framber Valdez that puts me in a spot where I believe he's going to go out there and dominate. I think it's going to be a slight struggle.
Yeah, what I will say is I think you will feel better about him than you did, you know, the last time you remember him pitching. Like, I think the last time we remember Framber pitching, I think level of frustration there. And I'm with you. I don't expect him to come in here and shut down this lineup. I mean, there's Aaron Judge still in there. Juan Soto is a part of this lineup. The Yankees have a good baseball team. That's why the Yankees and the Astros are thought to be the favorites coming out of the American League.
Who's got the most feared duo in the American League?
Well, I think it's clear.
Who?
The Astros.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they've got the most feared hitter in my mind in Yordan Alvarez, and then they have the guy who finished higher in the MVP race after him. And we haven't even got to Bregman or Altuve that are also a part of that lineup in that top four, too.
Come on.
As well. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Astros have the better lineup, but I do think Framber will look better than we last remember. Not going to be – it's early, and I don't think we expect him. Nobody expects him to go seven innings. But I do believe he fares better, and we have better confidence in him after.
Well, I mean, that is a low bar. I mean, gosh, dog.
It's
man.
A fair bar.
No, I agree.
What do you want to be saying?
No, I agree. I hope we're talking positive. I just – there's nothing I've seen that leads me to believe he's fixing to go out there and pitch his ass off.
I just
got a feeling that the bats are going to have to win this.
You might be right, but I'm not saying pitches. It's hard for you to get to a point where you see he has a solid start.
It's tough for me to get there
really?
Right now. Based
are you
off
there, what, Tyler? Yeah. Is it tough for you to get to wrap your mind around Framber having just a solid start?
No, I'm not going to be surprised if we actually do get a quality start out of Framber today.
Okay, well, now I think now you're getting aggressive.
No, I'm dead serious. He was tooling with
That's
some stuff.
Innings.
He was working with some stuff in the spring. If we can't get hyped up about Jake Meyers and his hot bat in spring, then we can't get too down about Framber spring.
I don't think Framber's going
about
six.
That back half of 2023.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention that.
I don't know if he's going six, but I mean, I wonder how many starters will go six today in opening day of Major League Baseball.
There's that man without that hair taking the mound.
Look, I will. With Framber Valdez, I really don't care exactly what the numbers look like. I would be pretty stoked if we just see a level-headed Framber, a guy that appears to not be.
So you need to talk about my low bar.
That's what my point though. The bar is extremely low because based on what we've seen from Framber of late, they just threw his last 31 starts up there. I mean, the numbers in the second half of the season last year and the numbers in the playoff were awful.
Yeah, they were.
And I mean, the bar should be low at this point in time. There's damn sure no reason for it to be high.
Yeah, I'm not saying high. I think solid. To me, I'm thinking five innings, three runs or less. I think that's a solid start. Someone texted and said, I think you're wrong. I think he gives up three or four today. We'll see. There's Jake Meyers in center field. Here's your starting lineup, or at least in the field. Yiner Diaz at catcher. Abreu, Altuve, Pena, Bregman, Kyle Tucker, Jake Meyers, and Chaz McCormick. And then that means Yordan is the DH. So that is
– Did we get through the first hour without you doing the lineup?
Yeah, we did.
Bush League.
How did
Bush,
that happen?
Bush and listen, League.
And I thought about it.
On location, too, Tyler. Well, Bush League.
And I think that's a part of it, guys. This mic, and you know it, Tyler, this mic is not really great for
that. That's true. That is true.
It's not. Look at this cool. This cool dude right here. You a cool ass dude, ain't you, Leon? You a cool ass. He got a chain, though. I don't know
Did
what
you
Leon's
read the name tag?
Yeah, it's okay. Leon. I don't know what Leon's gig is, what his job is here. That's cool.
Floor manager.
By the way, I'm gonna tell you, it don't look like Framber had them Coronas fully dressed. Just judging by his look today, it does not look. It looks like
they've been checking his room in spring training every night at about 9:30. He ain't been enjoying the fruits of his labor, if you know what I mean.
I looked over there, Tyler, that was the last drink your wife had, a Corona fully dressed. There's no joke to that one. No joke at all. All right, Astros, they get started here. We'll keep you updated on this. First pitch strike for Framber Valdez.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, Clint, the Astros make it really exciting right now. And listen, we are starting to potentially, and Brandon Scott talked about this the other day, Clint, we are potentially pushing ourselves into a really, really great time in Houston sports. Because right now the Astros, their season has started, and I don't think there is a team in the city, maybe even including the Houston Cougars who get started tomorrow, but a team in the city that you feel more confident that can win a championship than the Astros. The Texans, they've had free agency, and I think most people have felt pretty good about it, the draft coming, but the excitement level with the Texans is high. And now, Clint, as I mentioned, the Houston Cougars, they get started in the Sweet 16 tomorrow. But the Houston Rockets, Clint, they have now come to the table, and they are getting excitement going in the city. And if you did not watch that game last night, if you missed that one, I'm telling you, man, that right there to me, that was an exciting game. Hell, they had me up, standing up and watching and walking, pacing it around, watching that fourth quarter. Like, God, come on. How do you not call that and one on Dylan Brooks? Like, they had me going, and now they've won 10 games in a row. They're one game back, and last night in overtime, adversity hit, things happened, things weren't great. But they found a way to win that game against the number 2 seed in the Western Conference, OKC. That was an entertaining game. It felt like it's hard to say program-changing games, organizational-changing games when there's 82 of them. That felt like one. That felt like more than one win.
Look, I mean, I don't know if it's going to change the organization, right, Ron? But I do think there are games where your team takes a step. And regardless of whether you've won 9 straight and you're working on number 10 or it's just a new run that you're starting, you're on the road against one of the better teams in the NBA, and adversity hits at the very end of the game, and you rally on the road in their place, you rally the troops, everybody keeps their head together, and they go out there and everybody contributes. The best part of it for me was, yes, Jalen was the star, no doubt about it. I mean, Jalen Green was the star last night and has been the star during this run. But when you look at it, you mentioned Dylan Brooks. Mm-hmm. He hit 2 monster shots late in the fourth quarter, I think, to get it into overtime.
By the way, Dylan was really good, defensively really good. He is getting BS. Like, he's starting to get some BS technical fouls called on him. Like, they're hunting him down. And
they beat the hell out of him. He don't get the call.
No,
either.
And he doesn't. But that tech he got last night was silly last night. But he's kind of getting squeezed a little bit, and they're judging him by his personality. But you're right. His leadership, he was good last night as well.
Yeah. They're all contributing. I mean, it's not like, which again, I don't care how you get it done. If you win, you win. But I prefer to root for and watch on a nightly basis a team that is playing together, and as I've said in the past, I just don't like that ISO ball stuff. And I know Jalen Green is really, really good at it, but there are guys that are working their ass off contributing. It is a real team effort how they got through that one last night. It was impressive, man.
Yeah, it really was. They looked really good last night. Jalen Green, 37, 10, 7 assists, made all the big plays. He almost ended the game in regulation in a play that just rimmed out. Could have been a foul call there, to be honest with you. The young fella, Amen Thompson, who's been starting here of late, he got in. He had 25, 15, and 4 assists playing alongside Jalen Green. And then Jabari Smith, you talked about it. He had a couple of big shots, too. Hit one that tied the game at the end of regulation and then gave him a lead as well. So the young players stepping in, and they stepped up and had a big time game. All right, we'll keep you updated as the Astros have gotten started. You ain't got to go nowhere. You can stay right here. But what you could do is come on out and hang out with us at Tom Watch Bar. You can hear it, man. You can hear it. The people are getting amped in here. This is serious. The game is on. You can watch it and come hang out with us here. Coming up, we gotta see if Clint did his job. And let's move over to the Texans a bit. Now that we are at this place, after free agency, a lot of free agency heading into the draft, what would you say is the number one need currently for the Houston Texans? We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's opening day, H-Town.
Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown.
Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we're live at Tom's Watch Bar. I'm telling you, man, this is a spot now. This is a spot now. If you don't have tickets and you're not at Minute Maid, you need to come on down here, man. This is a great spot to watch a game as we got a few Yankee fans in here in the but mostly Astros fans out here enjoying this, and the Astros got something started at the top of the lineup. In a shock of the year.
What's that?
Nestor Cortes throws a first pitch 92-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner, and Jose Altuve took it first pitch. Did he swing at that? Oh, I thought he took it. I thought he took it. Never mind, I'm wrong. Must have been looking at that wrong then.
Damn,
I watched it. I thought he took that pitch. I was going to say, did he take a first pitch fastball? Well, the Astros, they got something going here. Alex Bregman, a guy who I felt like is going to have a big time bounce back year, is up at the plate with two ducks on the pond, as Alvarez just picked up right where he left off with a base knock, and Kyle Tucker with a walk. We'll keep you updated on this. Clint, man, you really have a level of concern about the corniness of the outfield. I mean, he keeps talking about this, Tyler, about the potential corniness of some of the guys in the outfield for the Astros. When you look at their outfield, it's going to be Chaz McCormick out there in left with Jake Myers in center, and then Kyle Tucker in right. I know you don't think Chaz is corny, but what? That's all. You keep making hints towards it, and hell, we might as well just go ahead and lay it out on the table. You are really concerned about the corniness.
Well, I'm just – look, Tyler
and that's
I,
not horniness. Corniness is what we're
Tyler
saying.
And I broke down a little video when you were out, and I got more concerned. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just trying to find a way that we're going to be able to pull Jake Myers up a bit. I mean, I see after hearing him talk why there's a defeated – kind of deal, and maybe there's a lack of – maybe he's a tad bit fragile.
You think he lacks confidence?
Well, I just don't know. Look, I mean, he's not an alpha. I think he needs something good to happen for him to play with the confidence that he's capable of playing with. And it's just like a lot of guys in Major League Baseball, when you get to pro sports, a lot of guys are just you can't phase them either way it goes kind of deal. I can see listening to Jake and them boys talk, I can see where Jake is a tad bit fragile. He's looking for somebody to latch on to and lead, and I'm concerned. I love Kyle Tucker, but Tucker's got a little.
Oh, you think it's a lack of leadership?
No. I don't think it's a lack of leadership. No, I think Jake needs somebody to literally latch on to. Not just an Astros leader. I'm talking about somebody that he's close to and can partner with and really lean into and really, you know. Coattail. He can ride the coattail.
You'd like to get a good month with Jake.
I could do wonders for Jake. But I look at it, and you got Yordan Alvarez on one side, who there's a language barrier there. I don't know if Yordan would kick it with Jake anyway, but there's a language barrier there. Probably not a whole lot of influence coming from Alvarez as it pertains to Jake Myers. And then you look on the other side. And I mean, I like Tuck, hell of a player, but there's a level of corniness there as well. I mean, our only hope to pull Jake up with real confidence, some real swagger that's inflappable, is White Boy Chaz.
Chaz and Bregman.
Yeah, Bregman be a good one.
Bregman be a good one.
Because we all know Bregman can be in the middle of a cold streak and peacock around the bases first contact he makes now. Yeah, but I just think White Boy Chaz has really got to lean into Jake, man.
Good Lord have mercy. This could be a sign of the season as the Astros lineup has forced the pitching coach out after 14 pitches with the Yankees. They got the bases loaded. And Chaz is rolling through. We'll keep you updated right here.
Couldn't have leaned into Chaz McCormick at a better time. Bases juice, two outs in the bottom of the first versus the Yankees on opening day.
Let's see what he has. By the way, have you you thought any more about the potential name change to Clint Sterner's football at four? I know you said and listen, I'll be honest with you. I'll admit this. Clint's pretty good with coming up with some names. He can be pretty good with that. I will admit that. Did you come up with anything? Anything stick with you?
Well, I've got two answers. The answer to your question is yes. I've thought about it. I thought about it as I was in my sauna last night.
That sounds like a good thinking spot.
I thought about it when I was in the bed last night.
About two different things.
Thought about it this morning or this afternoon on my way in. And I mean, I've racked my brain, and I just can't find it.
Wow!
I ain't there yet. I'm just not there yet.
Need a weekend.
It'll be a light bulb moment, man. It'll pop, and just be like, boom, that's it, and it'll have staying power.
You think Lowe? Maybe you sit there and brainstorm it with Lowe. You think she's a good help? Nope,
no.
You don't.
No, she don't. I mean, if we ain't talking about ordering something off Amazon.
Come on, man. Stop it.
I'm just telling you, if it has something to do with sports. She ain't real interested.
Well, this ain't really just. This is just more of your name. What could be a good?
She don't have that creative mind, Ron. She's not. Oh, single up the middle, white boy.
There's Chaz.
Play that
through.
Funky music
there
one
it is.
Time,
I told
Ron.
You. I told you in the last segment. I said
yes,
I feel like Chaz.
Yes, indeed. Turn
there
it up one time, Ron.
And the Astros lead 2-0. 2-0. There
yeah,
it is.
Turn it up one time, baby.
WBC Come on, man. In the building.
Hey.
WBC
look out now.
In
Who's
the
coming
building?
To me about white boy
there
Chaz?
There you go.
I see you, white boy.
Hey, boy, that just freshened up everybody's mood. People buying drinks and stuff. My man right here turned around. Look at
hey, everybody got, start doing like this here.
Did. My man got 14 lemons. Yee. How many limes he got in that glass? My goodness.
Yeah, you got to get you a bigger glass.
Come on, dog. Get you a bigger glass. My man got six limes in that glass. Look at him yelling, white boy Chaz. Ain't drinking nothing, but you got a limeade over there? Got a limeade and tequila. I want to try that drink, baby. All right, if you missed it, Chaz McCormick coming through with a big two-out hit. And this lineup is scary. Yainer Diaz is coming up with runners on the corner. I would really expect that Yainer has a really good start, right, especially before the wear and tear potentially comes on him. as he is catching every day. So I think this first month or two, I think Yiner will potentially have a big offensive output to start the season as he comes through and he gets an RBI hit as well. It is 3-0 as Abreu comes in. He had a walk in the first inning. If you're looking at what happened, Altuve, he struck out, but then Alvarez gets a hit immediately. Kyle Tucker walks it, 3-2. By the way, Cortez is up to 30 pitches in the inning. As Bregman, he flies out deep to left field, and then Abreu walks. Chaz McCormick with a two-out single, and now going the other way, Yiner Diaz with a single as well. 3-0. They give Framber Valdez a 3-0 lead. All right, I got an idea.
Can I tell you how much I greatly appreciate Yiner Diaz right there?
There you go. Why not?
I mean, outside half of the plate.
He went the other way with it, didn't he?
I mean, he just went with the pitch.
I need another.
Just push that thing over the second base.
I mean, we're in the first inning.
Hit it on the button, man.
And the Yankees have somebody up in the bullpen. And I'm not kidding. 31 pitches here, and here comes Jeremy Pena, and he's looking to swing out of the strike zone. But here we go.
Old panty dropper.
I got an idea. I got a thought for something. And Tyler Sturtless. It's Thursday. Tyler Sturtless coming up next.
It's opening day, H-Town. Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
This one's a base hit to right field. Yiner Diaz knocks it around. It's 3-0 Astros.
And that is how the Astros lead 3-0. But Framber Valdez comes in to the bottom of the second, and he gets – or the top of the second, excuse me, and he gets an immediate ground out to short, but now has loaded the bases with one out. And a bloop hit that fell – has loaded the bases, and the Yankees are in business right now. We'll see if he is able to get out of it. He had a ground ball double play in the first inning, and we'll see if he's able to pull it off again. But the Yankees are trailing 3-0 to the Astros, and Framber Valdez is looking to get himself out of trouble. This will go. You would love a shutdown inning. After you score three runs, you love a shutdown inning. And you love to get your guys right back up to the plate. They had already put somebody and had somebody up warming in the bullpen at the end of that inning. But I think it would be also big. He gets himself into trouble, and if he's able to get out of it. And obviously the one thing we know about him is he has the stuff and the ability to get out of it, and we'll see if he's able to do it, and we'll keep you updated. But I know you looked over there and said, see, damn it, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, this is –
and he got out of it, double play. And he gets out of it with a double play. And they get out of it. There it is, back-to-back innings, ending in a double play.
That's big.
That's big for his confidence.
Absolutely.
There it is.
Who's your daddy now?
And the Astros maintain their 3-0 lead in the second inning, and they go right back up there.
Smart move by him, too. He could have fielded that. It looked like he could have fielded it instead of taking a chance. He let it get through to Pena for an easy double play. Smart move right there. That was big for Framber, man. Last thing you want to do after taking a 3-0 lead is you turn around and you give up a run or two runs or even three runs to throw a double play ball right there is big, man.
And that is the deal with Framber Valdez, Clint, is he just has so many weapons to kind of get out of things. He's got the sinker that is just nasty, and then he's got, you know, that curveball where he can most definitely get a strikeout if he needs it. That's what makes him extremely, extremely dangerous, and why he is one of the can be one of the best pitchers in baseball. That's it. All right. As we're here at Tom's Watch Bar, Clint, I was thinking of something. And you know what? I'll buy it. It'll be on me. I'll buy it. I said it to Tyler earlier. I think we really need to get in. We really need to do something this season for these day games. All right, we'll have some day games like this one as the Astros are opening against the New York Yankees. We'll have day games, and I think we need to do something about it. I think we should have players to pick, you know, players to click, whatever, whoever we think's gonna have a big game, very similar to Mad Dog Monday, but during the day, I think we should get players to pick whoever's player. Is the worst. I'll buy the bottle of Everclear. I think we should take a shot of Everclear.
Oh, my God. Everclear? You start that on fire.
When you brought this up to me earlier, Ron did not say anything about Everclear.
I will buy Everclear.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
I like to party, but I don't like to pass out.
There was never a time in my life where shooting Everclear was
cool. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I'm very disappointed in you two. Really?
Dude, Everclear?
I mean, you had a run in your world where you shot Everclear? Like, I mean, Everclear in my world was...
Spring break?
Was thrown in Jungle Juice. We didn't
I'll buy the bottle. Come on.
No.
Look.
Absolutely not. We might as well stop down there at that mobile station, just fill it up with unleaded and come in here and let's take a swig. I mean, you crazy. Hell
wow,
no.
so y'all both out on this.
I love the concept, and I would love to do a shot, but not
Everclear.
Somebody
just went deep, by the way.
Guess who it is?
Jake Myers! Jake Myers! Jake Myers! What in the hell is going on here? Jake the Great!
Him and Trout started their season off going yard.
If they got Everclear here, I'll take a shot of it. That's on me, Jake. What did I say? What did Jake
got to
do?
You know damn good and well they ain't got no Everclear here, man.
I bet you they do.
I bet you they don't.
Figgy, go see if they got Everclear
here. Ask that gal right there.
Somebody
see if
they got Everclear here. I'll take a shot.
She ain't even going to know what Everclear is. Ask her if they serve Everclear, Figgy.
Jake Myers has made it 4-0.
Let's go.
What did I say Jake has to do for me to – I got to go buy one of Jake's jerseys, don't I? If Jake hits
250. 250 at the All-Star
break. Yeah, 250 at the All-Star break.
They ain't got no Everclear.
They ain't got Everclear? That's all right. I'll find it.
And hell, he had to spell it to her because she's young enough she ain't ever even heard of it.
There you go. Two swings out of his shoes today for Jose Altuve. But that's all right. How about it? Jake Myers. So you're not down with it. So what?
I'm down with the idea, just not
you're
Everclear.
Down, just not a shot
boy,
of Everclear?
He sat on that one, too. I mean, Jake walked that one off, boys.
Yeah, he did. He stood up there and looked at it for a second, didn't he?
Look here.
Look at Jake.
Come on, Jake. Peacock, baby.
He said, you better have your panties
look
off
here.
By the time I get home.
If we end up with a Peacock and Jake Myers in center field, y'all.
And I'm not
good
wearing,
God.
I'm not wearing nothing. Better have them draws off when I get home. How about that? Good for Jake.
What are you talking about? What are you
I'm
talking
just
about?
Saying, the look in Jake's face, the way he swung that looked like, you better be ready when I get home, honey.
Oh, he knows, man. He knows something's coming for him this year.
Hey, that was pretty, man.
Wow,
that was the polar opposite for Jake Myers of what I'm used to seeing his face look like on the when,
yeah,
when he hit that ball and he was walking across that home plate.
The
right
hell
there.
Happened in spring training.
I mean,
Jake.
It was. Yep, been here, done it. Let's walk this thing off. That was beautiful, man.
That was man. Good for Jakester. How about that? Yeah. So let's get to it. We do this every single Thursday. As you don't want to be on this list, or maybe you do. This is Tyler's turd list.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, here we go, baby. Let's do it, baby. Who has the bronze, Tyler?
Well, this week's bronze, my friend, is a familiar name, unfortunately, in the city of Houston. He used to be associated with the Texans. At one point was maybe a preacher of some sort for the Texans, and then eventually he made himself somehow a co-general manager of the Houston Texans. Jack Easterby.
Jack is only the bronze?
Jack is bronze. Well, mainly because I don't want him to have the satisfaction of having silver or gold.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
I thought this was a gold medal winner all the way.
You've had a turdish kind of week if Jake is
Jack is a Jack is just the bronze.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't deserve anything better than bronze, really. I mean, his behavior always warrants a gold, but Jack Easterby is going to bring in the bronze this week because I have to admit, There's a part of me that can't help but feel that he had some kind of role to play for my Texas A&M Aggies as they were eliminated from this year's March Madness tournament. The Cougs took care of them in overtime. But if you didn't realize it, don't worry, I did. Jack Easterby has been sitting behind that Texas A&M basketball bench since the SEC tournament, following him around like a little puppy dog.
He's an Aggie, straight up.
Get the hell out of here. I'm trying not to get angry even mentioning this guy's name.
He's an Aggie.
But Jack Easterby,
he'll be on the sideline with Elko.
Hell no. Jack Easterby gets the bronze. Get your turdish ass away from my Texas A&M basketball squad. We already got rid of you in Houston. Don't do this to me, Jack. Just stop it, man. You got a good part of you in you somewhere, don't you? Jack Easterby gets the bronze. Silver medal this week. We got a guy showing up for the second week in a row. He was one of the inspirations for the turd list. Because, well, he just semi-frequently exhibits very turdish behavior, and that is James Harden, the beard himself, bringing in the silver this week. He's just racking up all the hardware whenever it comes to turdish behavior. James Harden, if you didn't see today, he was asked about Daryl Morey, former general manager of your Houston Rockets, and then Harden followed him to Philadelphia. James Harden was asked about Daryl Morey. He said, no, oh, hell no. This is a direct quote. No, hell no. I won't patch things up with Daryl Morey. First of all, friend, what is there for you to patch up that he did wrong? All he ever did was give you the best stage, the best situation you could be in as a superstar of a team, whether it was a Rocket or in Philadelphia as a 76er, and all your ass would do was go to the strip club all night, come in, drop some points, and then when playoff time came around, you disappear. We got a PBA out on James Harden every time the Rockets were in the playoffs. And he wants to say, no, I ain't going to patch things up with Daryl Morey.
I don't think Daryl's that great either, but I hear you.
Well, I'm not even saying that. But, dude, come on. You've had the world on a platter. You were the guy. You just could never get it done because you don't have the winning gene inside your beard. So shut up.
No,
it's very personal for me. James Harden is one of the biggest turds across the entire professional sports world. James Harden gets the silver. Oh, no, I'm not going to patch things up. I doubt Daryl wants to even speak to you, bro.
I mean, this is interesting. The bronze and the silver are, I think, two people you could argue birth this entire segment.
I think that'd be fair. Yeah.
What is the gold then?
Easterby and Harden definitely helped form this segment. The gold medal is going to go to none other than those pinstripe-wearing bitches up in the Bronx.
Wow. Okay.
It's going to you, Yankees. And my friend, I cannot remember your name, my waiter over there at Tom's earlier today. You were friendly, but I didn't like the way you came in so hot, my friend. Talking all that ish about the Yankees. Man, check the scoreboard. I know there's a lot of game left, but the Astros are doing what the Astros do against the New York Yankees, and that is simply beat their daddies. It's just been that way for really the last decade or so. And it's been a lot longer than a decade since the Yankees were relevant in any sort of way in Major League Baseball. So, gold medal this week goes to the team the Astros are currently beating up on over at the Juice Box, the New York Yankees. Have fun experiencing another season of letdown. And let's start ticking away the days until Aaron Boone gets fired, because we all know that's going to happen.
Now we're taking people's
shots. He'll be the fall guy for Aaron Judge and his ugly-ass looking face, that ogre. Yeah, keep hitting home runs and keep sitting your ass at home in October. Gold medal this week as the Yankees baseball's back. Let's go, Stros!
He's been in the playoffs a lot. From the text line, I think this guy talking right now is drunk. Go ahead.
Well, he was at Tom's Watch Bar before the show got cranked up.
I just
up.
Had a couple of drinks, guys. Go ahead. What you got at the floor?
Well, I've got we got some basketball games tipping today. And, Tyler, I got a bet to make, and I need my boy Ron to give me the lowdown. The lowdown on all four of these games. What do? We do four team parlays. We do four leg parlays. How many games are there tonight? Four games. So I'm going to get the lowdown from O'Ron on these games so I can put me a parlay in. So March Madness. That right there, that'll be next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Turd Ferguson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.